This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us in the next segment, we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and he has publicly stated that he believes that there's more to this Orlando shooting than they're letting on. I have looked at what's going on with Brexit, and I think it is absolutely amazing. I've never been more sure, more sooner than I have with this since I saw the Michael Hastings assassination. Look at what happened last week. We had like about Tuesday, we saw there'd been gradual momentum building for the Leave campaign, for Britain to leave the European Union. And, of course, this is a very key issue for them, a very key issue for – and let me tell you what's at stake with it. Listen to some of these headlines. We've got Germany. They say they fret about their EU dominance if Britain were to vote to leave because, you know, they're using Britain as a beard to say, oh, no, you don't have to worry about us. You know, we also got Britain as a counterbalance. At the same time, I saw this on a car website, the Daily Mail. BMW urges voters to reject the Brexit to protect its investment in Mini and Rolls-Royce. And they started out the article by saying the German car giant behind two of Britain's most famous car-making brands, Mini and Rolls-Royce, has once more urged the UK to vote against Brexit. So they say it's all the big politicians, it's the big corporations, especially the German ones. And I would have to say, if I was British, I'd have to look at this and say, you know what, yeah, Mini used to be a German company, not just a... British company, not just a British brand. So did Rolls-Royce. The Germans have taken that over. And the Germans are taking over the rest of the economy here in Britain as well. Do you want financial independence in Britain? Do you want to be ruled not only by Germany, but by Brussels, by a bureaucracy that doesn't have your best interest involved? As we're talking about this, as you have this consolidation from the national to the international level, and from the international level of the European Union to go to a kind of globalism that this transatlantic partnership will bring in, every time you go up another level, you lose so much about your individual liberty. Look at what's happening in Sweden. They're saying, well, a British exit could lead to a Sweden exit. Brexit could lead to Swexit, they say. And it's because Sweden opened its door to Muslim immigration. Today, it's the rape capital of the world. That didn't happen in Japan or other places like that. That's an article from the Daily Caller contrasting the two of those. Even the Federal Reserve is getting into the Brexit vote. The Federal Reserve says Brexit is a factor in considering what it's going to do with interest rates. They're holding those to see what's going to go on. So we've seen this go over and over again. Washington Post says Britain's European Union vote could bring Cameron's government crashing down. So you got James Cameron's government could crash. The Federal Reserve would feel like they were impacted. The big German companies, as well as multinational corporations that are pushing these things through, they feel like they would be affected. The banks, of course, the banks. Do you think these people who have trillions of dollars at stake would orchestrate the murder of a young MP in order to win this thing? Of course they would. And look at what's happened. June 13th, Leave takes a shocking 19-point lead in the Brexit poll. So they were ahead by 19 points. But then, as soon as this murder happened, as soon as the mainstream media puts out this narrative that this was a hate crime by somebody who was connected to white supremacist groups in the United States, and that hit the very day it happened. Immediately, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as well as some neo-Nazi group that I've never heard of that basically doesn't amount to anything, all of a sudden, they've got all the receipts from where this guy bought everything 15, 17 years ago, 1999, okay? All the stuff surfaces, and we're told that he was doing this as a hate crime. And now what do we see? We now see that Leave is behind by 3 points, 42 to 45. They're not allowed to talk about this. Only the people who want to remain talk about it. They wave the bloody shirt. They talk about how this is a crime of hate. And they have stunned the Leave people into silence. They won't defend themselves, just like in the past we had people who were honest gun owners who wouldn't stand up and say, you're not going to hang that crime on me. It doesn't have anything to do with that as a crime. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about this as well as the shooting in Orlando and how that's being used with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts right now. He's joining us, and of course, he served as the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury to the Reagan administration. He earned fame as the co-founder of Reaganomics. He's a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal and Business Week. He's written or co-written 8 books, and you can find his website at paulcraigroberts.org. And I want to talk to Dr. Roberts about these shootings and how we see them being used. Not only the shooting in Orlando, which is now being used again for gun control, and we have people on both the left and the right, the top, who are joining into this and saying, "Yeah, we've got these unconstitutional watch lists. Let's use them to apply pre-conviction penalties to people." Isn't that great? Isn't that great? And the first one we're going to do openly here is going to be take away your firearms rights, and then we have this massive vote coming up in England on Thursday, something that has a big impact on whether or not the European Union is going to unravel from the bottom. There were leaders from all of Europe's, as they like to put it in Reuters, because, you know, if you want to support sovereignty and self-government, that makes you a far-right extremist, okay? They're always identified as far-right extremists. And you had people meeting this last weekend on Friday. You had leaders of Europe's parties, as they call it, their far-right parties, talking about the European Union, urging Britons to free themselves from what they called heartless EU technocrats. And remember, it was Zbigniew Brzezinski that talked about how the world would be ruled by technocrats, and also came up with the three blocks that they would then consolidate into a global governance. They would have a European bloc, a North American bloc, an Asian bloc, and then they would pull them all together into a world government, created the Council on Foreign Relations, I'm sorry, not the Council on Foreign Relations, a trilateral commission, echoing those three areas, and now that's what we see with these trade agreements. Here's a quote from Le Pen from France. She says, "The fear-mongering of people like Juncker and Schultz cannot sway us." She said this to a crowd of about 2,000. "They're worried that Britain might win back its freedom. We want Britons to set themselves free, and so do we." Joining us now is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you make of this situation in the UK, first of all? Let's talk about that before we do Orlando. Do you think that Brexit is now going to fail?
Well, it's hard to know what will happen because Obama went and told the British Prime Minister that they would not be allowed to leave. So he's been conducting, that is Cameron, this fear campaign, Little England, how can we make it on our own? And then there was this murder, which could have been arranged or could have been inadvertent, and that is being used, which is the important part, I suppose, the part we know for sure. It's being used against the supporters of Brexit.
Yes.
And the importance of someone leaving the EU, England or anybody, is that the EU is the way Washington controls Europe. It's much easier to control an unaccountable EU commission than a whole bunch of separate governments.
Mm-hmm.
And as the professor, I think, was from Georgetown University in 2000, discovered in the National Archive, released CIA documents proving that the EU was a CIA creation. This was reported in the year 2000 in England by Ambrose Evans Pritchard in the London Telegraph. And so the whole political reorganization, reinvention of Europe is an American operation. And it's very much in Washington's interest, both as a control mechanism, but also as the political unity of NATO. Because without NATO, Washington doesn't have the foreign bases to exercise hegemony, particularly the hegemony over Russia that they're willing to risk World War III over.
Yes.
So, for a country to leave would begin, I think, the unraveling not only of the EU, but of NATO. And if we got NATO unraveled, the chances of the idiots in Washington precipitating a war with Russia or Russia and China would be greatly reduced. People don't appreciate it, but right now the tensions between Russia and the United States do to Washington are far higher than they ever were during the Cold War. During my entire lifetime, the Cold War, every American president worked to reduce tension with the Soviets. You know, you had Kennedy working with Khrushchev to reduce the tensions over the missiles we had in Turkey and the ones the Russians put in Cuba. You had Nixon opening to China, starting the SALT talks, getting the Strategic Arms Limitations Treaty with the Soviets, the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. You had Carter with SALT II. You had Reagan negotiating the end of the Cold War with Gorbachev. So all the presidents until Clinton, but mainly Bush and Obama, worked to diffuse tensions. But now we have these amazing accusations, provocations of the Russians. It's an extraordinary thing to watch. And the risk is very great of a nuclear war.
Yeah, exactly. The situation with the declaration that a cyber attack that they tell us happened, and we have no way to know if that happened, that they say came from Russia, we're now being told by NATO that that would be grounds for a war with Russia, World War III.
Yeah. So you see, that's why, I mean, the real importance of Brexit is that it unravels NATO eventually, and therefore it removes the ability of the United States to coerce the Europeans into a conflict with Russia.
Yes.
And so this is the importance of it. It's not all the stuff they talk about. They never talk about what's important. And so this is the real issue. You know, if somebody can get out and we can start unraveling the CIA creation, then the chances of human life continuing, maybe working things out so that we don't kill each other off, those chances go way up. So that, to me, is what's important about the Brexit. Of course, It's kind of hard to see the British simply dissolving themselves as a nation and becoming Europeans, because the English system of law is totally different. You know, it was the English who gave us accountable government. It was the English who made government accountable to law, that made law a shield of people rather than a weapon in the hands of the state. To see all that just disappear and British become some other entity, it's kind of hard to imagine.
Well, clearly I can see it happening even in America, Dr. Roberts, because we have this watch list is clearly something straight out of the Star Chambers. We've been warned about this by numerous authors who've talked about dystopian totalitarian societies where you are charged and you don't know you're charged. Punishments are applied to you without you ever being present at the trial. And essentially that's what we're seeing now with these watch lists that they're trying to bring in.
Well, it's really even worse than that with the suspension of habeas corpus, because they just pick you up and throw you in the dungeon and never give you any explanation.
That's right.
Or they can simply assassinate you on suspicion that you might be in some way connected with terrorism.
And we've already seen that flaunted in our faces through the NDAA, saying we can just pick you up, the military can pick you up, we don't have to give you any due process, we can hold you indefinitely, we can ship you to another country to torture you or whatever. I mean, this is right in our face, and now they're doing it again, and it seems to me like they've got everybody at the top, both left and right, complicit in this as well. We've got to take a break, and we're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration, father of Reaganomics. He's going to be joining us again. When we come back, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, live in Austin. Joining us on the line is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Of course, he was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury to Ronald Reagan. He's the co-founder of Reaganomics. His website is paulcraigroberts.org. There you can find out about his most recent book, How America Was Lost, as well as follow his writings. Before we get back to Dr. Roberts, I want to tell you that we've extended the sale on Alexa Pure water filters, the 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's all of the Alexa Pure water filters from the super high quality gravity fed Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems, the really big ones that you see there on the screen, down to the shower filters. And of course, that's a great way to get chlorine that's been put in your water. If you're on a city water system, get that out of your shower. That's one of the reasons why the shower filter is very important. Now is the time to stock up on the lowest prices. And, of course, the Alexa Pure filtration system removes up to 99.9999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. So you can get it 20% off of all the Alexa Pure systems from largest down to the smallest right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the Tim Kennedy special at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. These are the products that Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces and UFC training. That's what we call it, the Tim Kennedy special. These are the ones that he said as he was talking to Alex. He said, I really can feel it as a professional athlete when I've used these supplements, particularly Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12. He ran them through the UFC bureaucracy, and they said, yeah, there's nothing in those that we would ban from any of our athletes using, so that's safe for you to use. You can read the hundreds of five-star reviews, and right now you can get 15% off those three products, Brain Force, Secret 12, and Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the Tim Kennedy special. Let's go to Dr. Roberts now. Dr. Roberts, we were talking, and you mentioned in the last segment that one of the key reasons for Britain to leave that is important for all of us worldwide is to put some controls on NATO. NATO is getting very aggressive. We've just seen that they said a cyber attack, if they can identify it and tell us that they were attacked somehow and that they identify it as Russia, then they say they're justified to start World War III. We've seen this kind of aggression against Russia as they move into the Crimea as well. The same people who say, we're all for Ukraine seceding from Russia, but Crimea can't secede from Ukraine. I mean, that should tell people something right there, shouldn't it, Dr. Roberts?
Well, it's just part of the neoconservatives asserting world hegemony. So that's a very serious problem for peace, because the Russians and Chinese are not going to submit to being American vassals, mm-hmm. like the European countries and Japan and Australia and Canada. So it's a recipe for conflict with two nuclear powers. There's no prospect whatsoever of the United States or NATO or both engaging Russia or China, much less both countries, simultaneously in conventional war. Even the NATO command has said that if a conventional war broke out with Russia, Russia would win it in 60 hours, and Europe would simply be overrun, and that NATO is incapable of doing anything about that. So the war would be nuclear, and there's no winners of that war, life would simply cease. So it's very important in that sense that the political organization, the military organization that Washington has set up and for its imperial uses, for expanding its empire, posing its empire, be broken up. And so that's why it's important for Britain to leave, because I think it would begin an unraveling, particularly now that the EU is used by the richer northern countries, the Dutch, the Germans, to loot the poor southern countries like Portugal and Greece, Spain and Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably have...
They call them the pigs, don't they? Portugal, Italy, let's see, what was the other? Ireland, Greece, and Spain. They call them pigs. That's their acronym for it. That's a contempt.
Well, it's much more than that. Because what they do, they go to somewhat corrupt governments and say, hey, borrow all this money, and then you can buy all these things from us, and here's a bag full of money for doing it.
Yes.
So that's how Greece got indebted. You know, here's,
and we've seen that for a very long time from the IMF and the World Bank under McNamara. He would go into these third world countries and he would loan them money that they would use not for building infrastructure or anything that would help them to make themselves wealthier, but to create a welfare state. And people accuse them of being rent seekers. And now we see them doing that in Europe. This is a long pattern, something they've been criticized for decades for doing, but nobody ever stopped them from doing it. Throughout Central and South America, the developing countries, and now they're doing it in Europe to take away their money as well, aren't they?
Well, they get them indebted so they can loot them.
Mm-hmm.
So to sell off their national assets to first world corporations at pennies on the dollar, like the Greeks are forced to sell off their municipal water systems, their ports, their protected national islands. They're forced not to have a welfare system, but to dismantle it so that they can pay the banks. For example, the Greek pensions have been slashed to the bone, public employment slashed to the bone, medical care, education, and that money instead is transferred to the Dutch and German banks. So, you know, the whole process was described some years ago by John Perkins in Confessions of an Economic Hitman. So what we were saying is that with the EU now turning on its own members, you know, the Greeks, the Irish, the Portuguese, the Spanish, the Italians, there's plenty of reason for the system to unravel. So if a major member were to vote to exit, such as Britain, that would probably be the death knell of the EU, and that would in turn lead to the unraveling of NATO. And therefore, this would remove the ability of Washington to cause conflicts. It would tend to leave Washington more isolated, unable to control the other part of the Western world, which serves as a cover for Washington's aggression. So that is the real most important reason for getting England out. I don't think England would be permitted to leave. I suspect that if the vote was to come out to leave, it would simply not be permitted. In fact, I doubt they would permit a vote to come to that conclusion.
That's right. That's right.
Pick the vote.
We're going to continue to talk to Dr. Roberts when we come back. We're going to talk about the aftermath of the shootings, both in the UK and in Orlando, and his analysis of both of those events and the impact that they could have. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
More than 2 years ago, Info InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration, co-founder of the Reaganomics, and we had an article of Dr. Roberts back on June 14th, beginning of last week, saying it will be impossible to get any truth out of the Orlando shooting. I wanted to follow up with Dr. Roberts and get his comments on the many strange things that have come to light out of Orlando, as well as, of course, how it is being used to say that we have to take everybody's gun rights, not just this guy. And we can't do any background checks on the people that Obama is bringing in by the tens of thousands. No, we're going to take away your Second Amendment rights to protect yourself, to defend yourself against the government. Your comments, Dr. Roberts.
Well, I don't think we know what happened, and that's what should stun us. Because if you have 103 people shot, there has to be massive evidence all over the place. Yet we've not seen videos of the numerous ambulances, the numerous emergency medical technicians that would be tending to 103 casualties, half of them dead, half of them wounded, according to reports. I challenged my readers, of which there are a great number, to help me to prove the official story. And we found we were unable to find any evidence for it other than statements of government officials. We don't see the massive evidence that would be apparent if such a mass shooting actually occurred. So what I see in this is the same sort of pattern I see in other instances. There's a story prepared, and the minute the announcement of the event is given, the story is given.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the explanation with the announcement of the event. So somehow the government knows instantly who did it and all of that. So, but in lieu of bodies, we get photographs and lists of names.
That's true. And of course, now we're now finding out that the psychiatrist who supposedly evaluated him so he could work for G4S, so he could get the statewide firearms license, she's now saying, I wasn't, that they put my signature on that form. I wasn't even in Florida there. I wasn't even working in Florida at the time. And yet that form was used to get him the license that he needed to work for the private security firm, the largest in the world, G4S. Then it was used to get his statewide firearms license when he was being investigated by the FBI all these different times, and they kept shutting this down. One of the times, the FBI director, Comey, says, well, he's also holding this license from this large private security firm. So all of this stuff is built on this house of cards, and yet these people tell us that they're going to vet everyone for firearms, even though we see the disaster that they did here. Even if you believe their official story, it's starting to unravel around the edges as far as this phony background check. And, of course, a watch list is nothing but a background check. But they don't even want to do background checks on the people that they're bringing into this country. So the whole thing is based on a lie. It's based on smoke and mirrors, isn't it, the conclusions that they offer us?
Well, my point is, how is it we can't find out?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's really what should puzzle people, is how hard it is to get any kind of definite handle on it. I see from reports that the media flocked to the hospital, but only to interview one of the victims, this guy Angel, whatever his name is. So you have all the press interviewing one victim. Where are the other 52?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like Sandy Hook. We get photos and lists of names. We don't see any body bags. We don't see any ambulances, any emergency medical technicians. The whole thing, and what's so astonishing is that they feel confident to pull these things off over and over and over, and people seem to be okay that all they get are government statements. And they're repeated endlessly by the media. We don't ever get any investigation, and nobody ever shows any real evidence. They're always crisis actors on the scene. And what you see is a population that's just so gullible, it has no chance of protecting its liberty or its gun rights or anything else. I said some time ago, I pointed out some time ago, Dave, that of all of the provisions in the Bill of Rights that make law a shield of the people, the only remaining one is the Second Amendment. And
that's right.
The Second Amendment is inconsistent with the police state, which we now have, The Congress seems to be okay with a police state. The bulk of the population is okay with it. The legal community is okay with it. We continue to have the violation of habeas corpus, due process, privacy, endless spying without warrants. All of these things are not only unconstitutional, they're illegal under U.S. statutory law, and yet nothing is done. There's been just this acceptance of a police state in order to save us from terrorism that we really don't even know if it exists or not. I mean, what all the terrorist events seem to be FBI stings. You know, the FBI admits, oh, the public was never in danger. We caught them before they could do anything. But we all also get the story that the FBI organized them in this fake terrorist attack so they could be arrested. And we find out the real reason the FBI does this is that Congress gave them supplemental appropriations, several billion dollars a year, for the FBI to be proactive and prevent attacks. And so they aren't, as there are no real attacks, they have to go out and organize them so they collect this several billion dollars.
It's kind of like the watch list. We were talking about this on Friday, and Rob Dew came in with a list of all these people. Listen to all the people. We had a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, an 18-month-old toddler. All these people were on the no-fly list. Right. They were told they could not fly. So we're getting false positives. You had Ted Kennedy, who was on the no-fly list as he was a senator. You got all of these different things happening, and yet we're told that that needs to now be a checklist to take away people's rights. And even the FBI director said, from a pragmatic standpoint, he told the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, he said, if we really are investigating these people, you're going to alert them to the fact that they're being investigated by saying, no, you can't buy a gun. So he says, even from a pragmatic standpoint, it doesn't wash. But it doesn't wash from a constitutional issue.
David, there's nobody to investigate.
Right.
The whole thing is a hoax.
Right. Yeah.
And the FBI knows it.
Right.
But
we're just trying to reach out to the people who have one foot in the official story and one foot in reality. I mean, we had, Dr. Roberts, we had Gretchen Carlson. I don't know if you saw this or not. On Fox News, and she comes out in favor of an assault weapon ban. When she was questioned and people came after her on Twitter, she made the amazing statement that first of all, the thing everybody says, well, it doesn't have anything to do with hunting weapons. But she said the Second Amendment was written when we didn't even have firearms. It was written before firearms were invented. You stupid people, I don't even know how to deal with you. You're so ignorant.
Well, why did it say the right to bear arms?
Yeah, I guess that was slingshots or crossbows or something in her mind. I don't know what she thought that was.
Well, whatever she says, it's really not what's important. What's important is the lack of skepticism on the part of the public, yes, of official statements. And this enables the government to pull off the most transparent kinds of operations. It enables the media never to investigate. I mean, why didn't the media go to the morgue or to the hospital? Or why, if we've got 103 casualties, there've got to be ambulances all over the place. Why don't they show them? Where are the emergency medical teams? Where nothing is ever shown, and the media never wonders, asks, or says.
Well, that's one thing we do need, and that is more skepticism. We need to say, show me the money, show me the evidence. We need to always question anything the government puts out there, especially when they're coming after our individual liberty. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Again, his website is paulcraigroberts.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this last segment of our Sunday show. I want to talk about what's going on with this, what I believe is a clear false flag, and the Brexit vote, and what they're really trying to put out here. As they're being labeled as racist and far-right extremists, they are not. And I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. Before we get to that, I want to tell you about our specials. We have the Alexa Pure Water Filters, now 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's everything from our largest systems down to the shower filter. And, of course, you can remove 99.9999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. You can even filter water from lakes, rivers, streams, wells, and, of course, the dirtiest of all, your municipal water system. It's great for everything. That's our high-end, high-quality, gravity-fed Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system all the way down to the shower filters that will get out things like chlorine that's in your municipal water. That's 20% off all the water filters from Alexa Pure at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have the Tim Kennedy special, 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the time right now to stock up on our top products for 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com, the products that Tim Kennedy uses in his advanced training. This guy works out like 3 hours a day, and he is in tune with his body. And he says, these are the products that I saw the biggest change very quickly. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Super 12. We put those together, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to Brexit, and of course, now we're just a few days away. And there will be more memorial services tomorrow for the young mother and wife who was murdered last week, 1 week exactly before the Brexit vote. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, if you look at all the things that are involved, I mean, we're going to have David Cameron is going, his government will fall. He will lose his position as prime minister. The Germans, the politicians, as well as the multinational corporations are not happy about Britain leaving. They want that counterbalance to their power, a perceived counterbalance to their power. And as Paul Craig Roberts was talking about, the real thing that we should all be concerned about is what's going on with NATO. As we see NATO pushing its way into the Ukraine and the Crimea, trying to create a conflict, and then coming out this last week, talking about how a proven cybersecurity threat, we'll have to take their word for it, just like we do all of these attacks. We'll have to take their word for it. There won't be any bodies. There won't be anything that we can see. They'll just tell us what we need to know for this, and then they will start World War III with Russia. You know, it was the fear campaign that the people who want to remain in the European Union were pushing. They were saying, hey, there's going to be a war in Europe if you leave. There's going to be an economic collapse. There's going to be rising mortgages. Yeah, I'm sure they will play with it. You know, they had the LIBOR scandal. The London interbank rate, where they were rigging that, that's what all your variable rate mortgages are based on. Every year when your mortgage comes up for reevaluation, it's that LIBOR rate. These people were playing games with that to make money hand over fist. They got caught doing it. They didn't go to jail. We've got a long list of bankers who, quote-unquote, committed suicide. We showed you at least three of those. Talked about that last week. One in great detail, how he was pushed out of a window, looks like. They found him on his back in the street. He had he was there for 20 minutes before he died. A couple of guys walk out of the building where he had fallen for three stories and say, hey, if you're jumping, you're not going to land on your back, really. You're going to land on your front. Okay, but he landed on his back. They had surveillance cameras, interestingly enough, and that's the new evidence that came out. They said he was beaten on the face, the front of his head. And these two guys in suits walk out shortly after he falls. They walk over. They say a couple of things to him. And then they calmly walk off. They don't call for help. A suicide note written to his wife where he writes her name in a way that he'd never written her name, never called her Tony. All these things happened as his bank was involved in a massive scandal. He was the scapegoat for this. So you don't think these people will kill somebody for trillions of dollars? They've killed for a lot less than that. A lot less than that. And so when we look at all this and we look at how they're playing this, and just look at this corporation here. Look at Uber. We've had this fight here in Austin about background checks. They couldn't come to an agreement, so the city of Austin said, hey, we do background checks on taxis. We're going to do them on Uber as well because we've had some people here as well as other cities where you've got a taxi driver that works for Uber. They call him an Uber driver, not a taxi driver. It's the same thing. You get into the car, these people are criminals, and they're not doing proper background checks on them, and we can't see those background checks. We've had a lot of situations where women have been raped or physically assaulted. We want to have background checks. They say, we put background checks on us, we leave. So they shut down all of the Uber transportation here in Austin. And now Uber is coming out and saying, you know what? If you do background checks, it's racist. It's racist. You're racist against Hispanics and blacks if you do background checks. Because, you know, it's racist if you have to produce photo ID to vote. Anytime they don't want you to do something, they always play the race card, don't they? Always play the race card. Very interesting. Even though the taxi industry has to do that, no background checks for Uber, okay? You can ban guns and say we got to have a background check, but no background checks for the people coming in over the borders. Only when it's something that they want will they push for these types of checks. But if it's something they don't want, they'll say, we don't need that. All right, so let's talk about what's going on with Brexit. And again, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. There was 8 points that were out by Boris Johnson, who is trying to encourage people to leave the European Union so they can be free, so they can have their sovereignty again, so they can be more prosperous. Because the European Union is a nanny state parasite at the very least, okay? And, of course, as Dr. Roberts pointed out, he didn't talk about the issue of NATO trying to create a war, but we'll talk about some of the economic issues. And let me ask you this. Does this sound like far-right extremism, or is this just level-headed common sense? Here's some of his reasons. £350 million per week more to spend as Brits wish with their priorities. In other words, you spend it on your welfare state or your national health care, whatever. And remember, we're talking about pounds, £350 million, multiply that by about $1.5 for dollars. That's about $500 million a week that they would have that they're currently sending to the European Union. You could take back control of your borders. You could stop the huge pressure of immigration on public services. He said, number three, we'd be taking back control of our democracy. We'd be able to set our own laws and not be prisoner to the 2,500 EU regulations coming out every year from Brussels that cost us £600 million per year to comply. Number four, we'd be able to do free trade deals with the rest of the world, even with America, he said. Number five, we'd be able to get from the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, you know, kind of like our Supreme Court is imposing all kinds of things on us that are not legal. He says it's increasingly arbitrating in questions over which we never thought it would have any power. Sounds like our Supreme Court, doesn't it? Like human rights, like asylum, like the right of the child. Number six, he said, if we stay in the European Union, they will continue to drag ever further towards a federal structure in which the UK should frankly have no part in supporting, something called the Euro. Okay. Number seven, all the countries that have done really well in the OEC in the last few years have been outside of the single market. And there he is. This is what I'm summarizing this quickly from. And finally, number eight, he says, fundamentally, we'd be believing in Britain again. We'd be able to take back control and do things our way. And I think it'd be a galvanizing thing for British democracy, for our economy to take back control June 23rd and vote leave. Now, they were ahead 19 points before the shooting. In the aftermath of that shooting, we have seen the people who are rational. There's no arguments in here that are racist. There's nothing here that is hateful. It's all about economics. It's all about individual freedom. It's about having control of their country and their destiny. Those are not things anybody should be ashamed of, but they've been shamed and portrayed as hateful people. Look at this headline from Zero Hedge. Europe's message, those who oppose EU membership are violent. That's what they've been doing since then. So since this happened, everybody said, well, we're going to just stop talking about leave and we're going to stop talking about remain, those two issues, because somebody said that he said Britain first as he killed her. And there were people on site who disputed that. But because of that, the people who want to remain in the European Union have been holding her up in memorial and talking about the hatred that killed her for several days now. And the other people have been put into silence, have been totally silenced. And we see that happen in the United States as well. That's something for us to remember. Don't ever let them falsely accuse you and put you into silence. And now we've seen the leave drop by 22 points. Now, one of the things Dr. Roberts was talking about that looks very much like a false flag. Whenever we see these false flags and immediately they find the guy, immediately they have the motive, immediately they know everything about this guy, you should question that. You should say, that looks suspicious. And that's precisely what happened in this case. And where did that information come from? You know, it's the United States who created the European Union, along with some elitists in Europe. They want to keep NATO together. They want to keep the European Union together. And it was from the United States that we learned all this information about how he was a white supremacist, from no one other than the Southern Poverty Law Center. These people who are always out there pushing this narrative of racism and hate. And so immediately as this happened, we have the actual documents going back to 1999 from this little tiny organization that doesn't even have any subscription membership or anything since 2013. The guy that's there now, Special Forces Operator, he says, hey, this is such a mess. We had no money. I couldn't find any records. But boy, I didn't have any problem finding this record from this guy. And yet everybody who knew him said he was a gentle soul. He never attacked anybody. His brother, who was half black, said he was incredibly gentle.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.